Welcome into the Deep Slant Podcast, presented by Xfinity. Count on a powerful and secure Wi-Fi connection for all your devices, Xfinity XFi. Can your internet do that? Welcome in. I'm DP Sidhu. I've got a great podcast. We are going to be talking about the upcoming NFL draft. What are the Texans going to do at number two? It is just the burning question on everybody's mind right now. We're going to walk you through three different scenarios with PFF, Pro Football Focus's lead draft analyst, Mike Renner. He is literally the person to go to for anything draft related for PFF. And, you know, he's got you covered. We're also going to talk about some of the top free agents that the Texans have signed. They signed a lot of guys. We're going to hit on a few of them, get Mike's thoughts on them as well, and where he thinks that they might fit in with the Texans. And let me just tell you, he's going to get you excited for some of these picks. He even tells me who his favorite offseason free agent signing is for the Houston Texans. And it might be a surprise. You might be surprised to hear what he has to say, but you will be intrigued. You'll also be intrigued by what he thinks the Texans should do at number two, what he thinks might happen at number two, or even, hey, if the Texans go completely somewhere different than what we all think, who he thinks that they should take. So we're going to go through all those scenarios. And you know what? He makes a really good case for each of those scenarios. So I felt like after each one, I was like, okay, I can see it. I can see it. So hopefully you do too, because as we all know, draft night goes nothing what like the pundits imagine and what goes on in the mock draft. So it quickly starts to veer into a different territory. We're only going to hit on number two. I do get his thoughts on number 12 as well, but we're just hitting the big picks in this podcast. Let's get right into this week's podcast with PFF Mike Renner. I love having him on right before the draft. He is so busy, but he makes time to talk about the Texans. So we're going to get into that. But first, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in Houston. Stream Texans games on a powerful and secure Wi-Fi network and count on a reliable connection for all your devices. Xfinity XFi. Can your internet do that? All right, let's get right into it. The Deep Slant Podcast presented by Xfinity. All right, joining me, it seems like an annual tradition almost, Pro Football Focus's lead draft analyst, Mike Renner. I love catching up with you this time of year. I think we've joked about it being like every holiday wrapped up in one for you this time of year. How excited are you for the 2023 draft?
I'm very excited, and I do love April. It's just, you get better, right? The excitement's in the air. It's the one time a year where you really can't lose. Whoever you pick improves your roster. So it's the most fun time of the year, in my opinion.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun when the Texans have a pick in the first round, which they do once again. So you've got Bryce Young ranked as your QB1 in your draft reports. But what's your reaction if Bryce Young is sitting there at number two and he's available for the Texans to draft?
My reaction is it should not take more than 5 to 10 seconds for that card to be in Roger Goodell's hand, because he's a franchise changing type of guy, whether it's his personality, whether it's his on-field performance. Like, he's an easy guy to rally around. He's the kind of guy who, you know, has that chip on his shoulder that just kind of rallies everyone else. That's very easy to buy into, that a lot of coaches love. So yeah, Bryce Young, I think he's the best quarterback in this class. And if he is there at number two, like, it's, they got to be thanking their lucky stars.
Well, a lot of mock drafts obviously have him going number one overall, but the other scenario is that CJ Stroud is available at number two. So how excited should Texans fans be if C.J. Stroud is their quarterback, and why?
I think he's very accurate. I think in, you know, the system you're bringing over from San Francisco, Bobby Slowick's offense, I don't expect it to be too dissimilar from what the 49ers run. And if you look at his tape at Ohio State, in his best season, you know, 2021, when he really had statistically lit it up, he was working the middle of the field. He was hitting guys over that area where the 49ers offense lives. Like, it's play action and then it's get right in behind those linebackers. You know, that's why Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the slot receiver for Ohio State, why he put up so many numbers is because Stroud was very comfortable going to him between linebackers, between safeties, hitting those type of windows. That's just the type of quarterback he is.
So if it's not a quarterback at number two, who do you want the Texans to pick at number two and why?
I think you have to go either Jalen Carter or Will Anderson. Obviously with Jalen Carter's past few months, I think you'd probably trend towards Will Anderson. But one, you need the defensive line help, right? The Texans defensive line was one of the worst in the NFL last season. They've obviously tried to address it over the course of the offseason, but still probably need more help there. And those two guys are just, they may not be the best 4 years from now from this draft class, but they have the highest floor. They're guys who are tomorrow, day one on an NFL field, will make an impact to where it might be worth passing on a quarterback if Bryce Young's not there for one of those guys.
So as Pro Football Focus's lead draft analyst, what do you consider a win for the Texans at number 2 and number 12?
What I would want if I'm a Texans fan, at number 2, Bryce Young, that's ideal scenario. Then at number 12, you can go a number of different ways. I'm of the opinion, though, give him Bryce Young, kind of what we've seen Joe Burrow get, kind of what we've seen Josh Allen get, where it's like, give him a guy that he trusts right off the gate that can grow with him. To me, that's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think he's the best wide receiver in this draft class. You can call him maybe a slot only, but I think in, again, going back to what, you know, the 49ers run, he can be a versatile guy because he's so good on in-breaking routes. That's what that offense relies on. You're probably going to see a lot of it this upcoming season. He's one of the best in this class at it. He can run a mean slant. So pairing those two skill sets together, that's a great start to compete with, you know, Trevor Lawrence in your same division now.
So last year, the Texans drafted running back Damian Pierce, who just became this breakout star for the Texans offense last year. And then this offseason, they signed Devin Singletary, who had similar grades per PFF just as running backs. Singletary was ranked 9th among running backs, and Pierce was ranked 12th among running backs. So how can a guy like Singletary really complement what Damian Pierce has to offer?
Yeah, I'm not sure he can complement him is the problem here. They're very similar backs. Like, they are both not the fastest, not the most fleet of foot, but they break a lot of tackles and they run tough between the tackles. So I don't think either are like great receiving options. I know Singletary's really struggled with drops and fumbles over the course of his career. It's more just, you know, when Damian Pierce does need a breather, which he will, because you really don't like, he's good enough that you're not going to have a running back by committee. He's the guy that you don't want to be taking off the field. But when he does have to, you basically get kind of a poor man's version of Damian Pierce there with Devin Singletary.
All right, Dalton Schultz, tight end. He does a lot of things well. PFF has him ranked as number 6 as a run blocking tight end in 2022. And in the last two seasons, only 3 tight ends have more touchdowns than him. So how does a guy like Dalton Schultz really open up the Texans offense?
Yeah, I think he gives you a reliable presence over the middle of the field. Like, that's a guy you want for a young quarterback because he's very good after the catch, very reliable with his hands, and then just a versatile type of tight end that, as you mentioned there, like, he can run block, he can play in line, and then you can split wide too if you really want him to. So he's just a safe piece to add to the offense. You still probably need a number one type of wide receiver, but you make it so that you don't really have your ancillary pieces are reliable as well. So I think that was one of my favorite signings they made all offseason.
Well, what do you think Texans fans are going to like about Dalton Schultz?
I think you're going to love just the reliability aspect. He was a chain mover for the Dallas Cowboys. He was the guy that you could trust in whatever aspect of the game it was, whether it was run blocking, whether it was out in space, whether it's contested catches. I just think he's an all-around solid tight end.
Safety Jimmy Ward, he's such a versatile defensive back, I should really say. He played nickel, but DeMeco Ryan said he is going to play safety. So by player grade, PFF had Jimmy Ward as the number 6 safety from last season. And then last year, the Texans, they drafted Jalen Petrie and, of course, Derek Stingley Jr. along with him. So with Jimmy Ward in that backfield, how does he really elevate the play of some younger guys around him?
Well, he's a guy that can basically, Jimmy Ward can come in and teach other people DeMeco Ryan's defense, right? He could be a coach on the field because he's been in it for so long there with his time in San Francisco and now obviously coming over to Houston. So that aspect is huge, especially at a position like safety where it is a mental position. You are having to deal with a lot of variables. You're the one on the back end making sure everyone's in the right spot. So that aspect is huge when, again, you have a lot of youth in the secondary with 2 second-year players. And I expect them to add another probably piece of the secondary in the draft. But then he also gives you versatility. He's a guy who's played slot over the course of his career. He's played outside corner at times over the course of his career. And now that gives you 2 guys in Jalen Petrie and Jimmy Ward that you really can do whatever with. You know, Petrie played slot at Baylor, and that was one of his best skill sets, is his work around the line of scrimmage. So it gives you the flexibility to deploy those guys really however you want to on the back end.
Linebacker Denzel Perryman, great run stopper, sets the Raiders franchise record for tackles in 2021. DeMeco Ryan's talked about bringing in veterans and free agency and really helping to guide some of the younger players along. So how important was it to add a guy like Perryman to sort of build the defense that DeMeco Ryan's wants?
Yeah, they want physical linebackers that are going to set the tone. You know, that was what Fred Warner was in that defense out in San Francisco. Now, Perryman's not quite that in coverage, But again, it's another position that you're probably going to add to over the course of the draft. You got a lot of picks. It's maybe not a great linebacker class, but you're going to add some youth. So you want some veteran presence there that can, again, show these young guys the ropes. Cause that's as much as, you know, the coaches, that's their job, but also like you learn a lot from the players in your room as well. So I do think that and a guy like that's big just for the transitional period here. Cause he's probably not going to be there when, you know, this roster is set 2 or 3 years from now. You got your franchise guy, quarterback and whatnot. He's probably not going to be in the cards, but right now he can give you and really bring along those young guys in that linebacking room.
All right. And finally, Shaq Mason, Texans add a veteran guard to join the most highly paid left tackle. We think he's the best left tackle in the league in Laremy Tunsil. Then last year, the Texans, they drafted Kenyon Green, another guard. Titus Howard seems to be finding his fit at the right tackle spot. So what do you like about the addition of Shaq Mason for the Texans O-line?
It's massive. I love him in the run game. He's a unique dude and that he's one heck of an athlete. He can play out in space really well. And this is a line or a run scheme that's far more, it's going to be far more lateral than what we've seen in years past for the Houston Texans. Like they get out in space, they run outside zone, they pull to the edge. Shaq Mason's the guy you want running that. So it kind of is a scheme transition, helps you in that. And that just helps you in that you kind of have a starting five now. You go into this draft with the ability to not say, we have to have a guard or we have to have a tackle. No, you have options everywhere. Maybe they're not elite options, but you have enough options that you're not pigeonholing yourself into one position, which is where you always want to be come draft day.
All right, Mike, always appreciate the time. I know it's a busy time of year for you, an exciting time of year for you as well. Do you have any more draft iterations coming up? I know there's just a little bit of time left.
The final draft guide is out at PFF.com, 200 players. We have the final draft board comes out next week, and my final mock draft should be the week after that. So go check all those out at PFF.com.
PFF Mike Renner, thanks so much for the time. We'll see you again maybe next year.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Great stuff from Mike Renner, and you can follow him on Twitter, PFF_Mike. You know what? If you want to know about all these different players that Mike Renner talks about, I've got a draft prospect series that's out right now. Just go to some of my older podcasts, and we're going to talk about Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, you know, Will Anderson. We talk about all of them, and we give them their own individual podcasts so you can learn a little bit more about them. So I'm going to start you here, and if you haven't gone back and heard those podcasts, then I'm going to direct you there as everyone gets geared up for the NFL draft, which is, can you believe it, 2 weeks away. Round one kicks off Thursday, April 27th. Rounds 2 and 3, April 28th, Friday. And then, of course, the rest of the draft on April 29th. But what you want to know is these first round picks, we're going to be hearing from them. And we're also going to be hearing from last year's draft picks at the Miller Outdoor Theater, where the Texans draft party is going to be. It's actually a really fun venue. The Texans took their draft party outdoors and outside the stadium last year after COVID. And I think this party is going to be even bigger than last year's. And last year's was a lot of fun. So we're going to have some legends out there, some VIP areas. Texans players will be walking around. Texans cheer, Toro. You name it, they'll be there at the Miller Outdoor Theater draft party. So be sure to check it out. There's lots to do for the kids. It's really a fun family event. If I wasn't working, I would bring my own kids to it. So my kids may stop by. It's going to be a busy, busy night. The draft party will be going on there. The war room will be happening at NRG Stadium. I'll be bouncing back between the two, I think, after the party gets started. I'll be back at the stadium because, you know, we're picking number two. So there's not a lot of time to waste as we get our number two pick on the line, talk to him, ask him some questions, and start writing stories. So you can follow along on HoustonTexans.com. And of course, Texans Draft Live, our radio coverage, which is like 1,000 hours long. It kicks off at 7 p.m. that Thursday, right after Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. And John Harris is phenomenal. I know I've had PFF Mike on this podcast, but John Harris is our internal draft guru. So he has something to say about every single pick as well. And he knows this Texans team like no one else. So you're going to want to stay tuned to a Sports Radio 610 Texans Radio to hear about the Texans' perspective of all these draft picks as well. So I hope you're excited about the draft because I certainly am. I love getting other people's perspectives. And of course, be sure to follow us at HoustonTexans.com. Follow me at Deep Slant and be sure to check out some of those other podcasts of draft prospects. But that's going to do it for this week's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, go Texans.